You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Momency, alongside me as always, the three-time NBA champion, viral sensation, Mr. BJ Armstrong.
That's pretty funny, bro. But I'm doing only terrific today.
Only terrific. Hey, that's the best way to be. It's the end of another week. We've got NBA action tonight. We had some great NBA action last night. But you know what? One thing that impressed me last night, with no Steph and Draymond for the Warriors, they managed to pull out a win over the Houston Rockets. And I was really impressed by Jonathan Kuminga.
Okay, tell me why. Why were you impressed? What did he do?
I think last night, first of all, he dropped a career high in scoring. And it was the confidence in which he played with. Because he clearly had said to himself, look, there's no Steph, there's no Draymond. I'm going to take over this game and put my imprint on this game. Whether it's using his physicality to get to the hoop, or whether it's his, because he's not known as the best shooter, whether it's his confidence in shooting the ball with his jump shot as well. And I looked at it and I thought, okay, this is showing you the potential that people talk about with Kuminga, that he doesn't always get the chance to showcase when Steph and Draymond are out there on the court with him.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say this for Jonathan Kuminga, just from a person watching from afar. Ever since he's came in the league, we've all said this guy has, you know, he has a big ceiling of who he could be. We see the athleticism. You know, he's strong, he's quick, he's fast. But within a good team, there is structure, right? The structure goes Curry, and then everyone else has to defer to the best player.
Yeah.
Now, Jonathan Kuminga has never deferred to anyone since he's been in the league. Okay. Now, that's always been a problem when you don't defer to the best player.
Yes.
Now, so normally, role players are better as the talent is better, right? You play with an elite player. The elite player makes the game easier, right? We in the media have this narrative. He doesn't make anyone around him better. You know the narrative, Mo. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, okay. So now, Mo, we have a chance to say their two best players are out and Jonathan Kuminga is better. Okay? So suddenly, Curry is out. No longer there's Klay Thompson. And Draymond is out. He scores 30-something points and they win versus a very good team, the Houston Rockets. Now, wait a minute. Time out. Because we always say, not we here, but in the media, great players make people around them better. Now, here's a case where you're saying now Jonathan Kuminga's suddenly, now I'm not saying consistently he can do that. He hasn't shown that. But what's interesting about this young man, since he's come in the league, everyone has said they expect Jonathan Kuminga, they expected, I should say, Jonathan Kuminga to be doing this last year, the year before. And to his credit, a deal wasn't reached in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
For better or for worse, I'm not pretending to know anything. But what I will say, and I say this to all young players and to our listeners, he has really shown what's the most important thing to any young player that comes in this league. Never lose your confidence. When your opportunity comes, your job is to be ready. Now, the one thing that I know that he doesn't know, it's much easier to learn how to play with other great players. That's probably the one thing he's struggling with. He just hasn't learned how to play with other really, really good players just yet. And that's his learning curve. But if you have a guy that's sitting on your bench and can score 30 points minus a Hall of Fame player, possibly two Hall of Fame players,
Definitely.
then what that signals to me is, okay, it's just a matter of matching the timelines now, because every young player has to figure out who they are. He's figuring out who they are, but let me tell you something. Steph Curry and Draymond Green already know who they are.
Yeah,
So
he's only 22,
you
but the part for the Warriors is Steve Kerr said that Steph Curry's tendonitis in both of his knees. The point guard is playing with pain in his knees, and the training staff is helping him and Draymond Green with his left calf tightness get through the woods so they don't become bigger issues down the road. But
Okay.
when you have Kuminga playing like this, for example, in this Western Conference, you don't have to rush Steph and Draymond back.
Mo, you do. There has to be a sense of urgency. There has to see these things of like, well, we're not going to rush. Well, these games add up. When you start losing games and you start just, well, okay, that's fine. That's one way to look at it. However, a lot of times, Mo, in life, many times, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. Every game matters. We can't devalue the regular season. Now, what I am interested in is how this is going to happen if he has a couple more of these games. How is that going to change the team? Because it's hard. Once the genie comes out of the bottle, it's hard to put the genie back.
Yep.
See, all of these narratives, I'm not into the narratives. What I'm into is like, okay, I'm into constructing a team. You have a guy sitting on your bench that scores 30 as a starter. That could be a major problem for the Golden State Warriors. That could be a major, major problem, because how many people in this league have a guy sitting on their bench can score 30 and you take out their two best players? How many guys? Let's go through that list. How many guys you think if I take Giannis and Damian Lillard out, how many guys sitting on their bench right now can just come in and get and score 30 some points, a career high, and win? Let's take Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and somebody off their bench now is just gonna come in, score 30,
I think Peyton
and
Pritchard can give you 30, but that's maybe an
okay,
exception.
okay. That's
But
exactly what I'm saying. It's the
28
rare,
other
it's a
teams, it's not going to happen.
okay, and then let's put another criteria. He's got to be what, 25 and under. I just what is
Kuminga's
Kuminga?
22.
This is what I'm saying. Or we can say, and he's still on his rookie scale contract. How many guys can actually do this? So what we're seeing is what we all saw when he was drafted. Man, that guy has talent. And who he could be. And what I respect about this young man, regardless whether he's played or he hasn't played, he's maintained his confidence. And when his opportunity came, he came out and got 33 points and a W. Okay? Mo, that's not against a really, really good Houston Rockets team. Now, that says a lot. If this could be one of the greatest things that's happened for the Warriors, or it could be one of those things that's saying,
It could
well,
be
see, I told you so.
one of the greatest things that's happened for another team.
Who knows? I don't know. We're just watching. But I'm happy for Kuminga. Great win for the Warriors. The Warriors needed this win. Okay. This was the Warriors needed this win. And, you know, the entire roster for the Houston Rockets played. So it wasn't like injuries or no. This was a big time performance. Like one of those performances that we could look back on the season and point to, maybe that was, you know, a changing point for the Warrior season. But now this young man is sitting here saying, hey, I got 30 in an NBA game against a really, what, they like the second, third best team in the Western
They're
Conference?
fifth right now,
The fifth,
13 and
right down?
eight. But that's
Okay.
because the teams above them have played more games because you've got
Okay.
15 and eight, 15
So
and eight, 15 and eight, and then 17 and five ahead of them.
I respect this. Now this guy is doing this in a critical moment of the season. So this isn't like a fluke. Now let's
Creeping
see
up on
how
that
it plays
25
out.
game mark. We're creeping up on
Yes,
it.
and he's coming up to the mark now where you got coaches are going to have to start committing to their rotations. So we know we have a player sitting there that's capable on any given night, just like your great player is capable on any given night of having a 50-point game. These are the decisions that these coaches have to make. Now, I think this puts pressure on the coaches. This puts pressure on the rotations. This puts
Yep. And
pressure on everybody.
they've got to figure it out because the Warriors are now 4-1 without Steph Curry this season, and they're 9-7 with Steph Curry. Now, obviously, Steph Curry is not the problem here, but the way that the minutes are managed and the rotation is managed when Steph is back definitely needs to be tinkered with a little bit.
Well, I'm from the mind. You got to be in the building to be able to make that call. We're not in the building. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We don't know practice, da 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 da, all those things. But I will say this: Kuminga is a very talented player. I'm really happy for him. And the Warriors needed a win. They needed that win,
Absolutely.
regardless who's playing. And hopefully Steph Curry gets healthy, because when you start having tendonitis and things like that, that's no fun. And if they're going to do anything, I want to say this, be clear. If they're going to do anything in the postseason, they're going to need a healthy team, first of all. And for sure, they're going to need a healthy Steph Curry. So
Absolutely.
to me, this is a problem that they have to figure out how to solve, because this kid, Kuminga, is very, very talented. He's a very talented young man. So good for him.
Absolutely. Well, looking ahead to tonight's games, Chris Middleton is reportedly coming back for the Bucks as they face the
Oh,
Celtics.
bravo.
You know, the
Bravo.
Milwaukee Bucks now, 8-2 of their last 10, although they did drop one to the Hawks. The Hawks seem to just play better when they go up against better teams. But Chris Middleton coming back, what kind of impact do you think that's going to make for the Milwaukee Bucks?
Well, he's a very, very good player, Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton is, he's an all-star, right? He's a championship caliber player, and he's clutch, plays in big games and big moments. I'm a Chris Middleton fan. Now, he's had these injuries now, what, for at least a couple years, 2 or 3 years now. Is lingering? Is it his knee? Is that what it is, Mo? It's a knee injury, correct? Is that what's
I
going
think
on?
so.
Yeah. So I'm glad he's back healthy. Hopefully he can put whatever behind him. I'm not
Oh no, it
expecting
was his
much.
ankles. It was his ankles, not his knee. He
Is
has
his
surgery
ankle?
on both his
Okay.
ankles.
All right. Whatever it is, I just hope he can finish out the season and just get enough reps, right? So, the formula that's needed to be successful is you have to get the reps plus the intensity. That's the only way you can reach success. You have to get the reputation. You have
Repetitions.
the repetitions, and then you have to do it at a very elite level. So the intensity is required as you're getting in your reps. And I hope he can sustain that for the rest of the year and for the rest of his career, because he's had a couple bumpy years here as of late. And but if he can get out there on the court, I think that would be a big plus for this team. They're playing better right now without him, but I think you put him back into the lineup, I think that just enhances what they're doing. So, Chris, get healthy. So Mo and I have something else to discuss and challenge his C's.
Yeah, well, this is what's interesting, right? Because the Bucks went on that streak of wins. They beat the Pistons, they beat the Wizards, they beat the Heat by 3 points, they beat the Hornets, they beat the Pacers, they beat the Bulls. They got a 1 point win against the Rockets. They lost against the Hornets before that. But this is now, they just played the Hawks and lost. This now against the Celtics is, I think, their first real test with their new look, Giannis shooting from the mid-range, so on and so forth. Team to see if all those wins they stacked up were because they were against bad teams or whether they can compete with the big dogs in the East.
Mo, when you become an executive in the NBA, which is very soon, the one of the first things you're going to learn is there's no such thing as bad teams or good teams. It's very hard to come by wins in the NBA.
I'm going to introduce you to the Washington Wizards, who have the
Okay.
worst win percentage in the history of the NBA.
Okay,
Now,
that's fine.
I
That's
respect every team. But I will not be impressed by beating the Washington Wizards because that's what you're meant to do. I can't say our season has turned around because we beat the Wizards and the Pistons and the Hornets. I can't say that until I see the team winning against actual competition. If you have championship aspirations, you have to compete against championship caliber teams.
Okay. All
Like, that's
right.
cool. You beat the Wizards. You beat the Pistons. Well done.
Once you
That's your
go
job.
through this league, you will, that's one thing everyone learns. Everyone is good. Everyone is talented. There's no difference really between the best team in the league and the worst team in the league, except one player. Every team is just one player away.
No.
Okay.
No. Name one player you could put on the Wizards that would allow you to compete against the Celtics in the seven game series.
Jokic.
You think you put Jokic on the Wizards and then they can beat the Celtics in a playoff series?
Yeah, I do. Matter of fact, I don't think it. I know it. You put Giannis on the team. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Because Giannis on the Bucks can't beat the Celtics in a playoff series. So how's he going to win with the
Okay.
Wizards?
Okay, that's fine. Provided everybody makes shots. Provided everyone. Whoa, this isn't video. This is like real. Just like we don't know now why the Atlanta, why is the Atlanta Hawks winning? Okay. Raise your hand if you saw that coming. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. I don't see everyone saying, well, the Atlanta Hawks are going to win. Tell me why. Don't tell me after the game what happens. Tell me before. I always tell you that.
That's
Tell
why
me what's
you
going to
predict these games every
tell
day.
you predict this game, but we all know, there's going to be upsets. There's going to be bad matchups. Hey, guys don't have a bad series. Injuries happen. There's a lot that goes on to this. Yeah, we can predict it because it's fun to do, but truth of it is, you got to play the game. You have to play the game. You don't just show up to the game and automatically win. You got to perform.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
But I disagree with the notion that one player would make the Wizards championship contenders.
what we do know is every team is one player away from turning their season around in a
Yeah,
plus
but that's
fashion.
different to being the best team in the league.
Mo, constructing a team requires, we know, a minimum of 2 to 3 all-stars. But if you could tell me I could put any two players to this roster, I could put Jokic and Giannis on the roster. They're a championship caliber team.
Okay, now
If you told
two.
me I
Yeah,
could,
we're
yeah,
two. Yeah,
exactly.
but not with one,
Exactly.
because you
With
said that they're one player away.
one player away, I can make them a playoff respectable team. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, you can. The game has changed. The way they play has changed. All these things. You put Jokic on the roster, they're a different team. They are a
For
different team.
the
You put
Wizards,
one.
for the Wizards. I would contend that it's not a case we've been adding players. If you stop playing Kyle Kuzma and any of the older guys, they play so much better when it's just the young guys out there playing. And they were playing to start the season when Kuzma and those guys were injured. They were playing so much better. So maybe it's addition by subtraction for them because.
Whatever the case may be, I'm sure they have a plan, right?
Yeah, they've lost 16 straight.
You don't lose and go 0 for whatever in the month of November,
Yeah, they've lost
okay?
16 straight after starting 2-2.
So they'll figure it out. They will figure out whatever they need to figure out. They will figure it out. However, okay, you start taking players like the one kid on their team. Is it Gafford? Is that the kid?
Daniel Gafford, yeah.
Okay, so Gafford was on the team. All of a sudden, he goes to another team, and now they're in the NBA Finals. What happened? What happened? So there are good players. Okay, another little gem for you as you go back in the NBA. There's diamonds everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, there's a player or two, probably more, on that Washington Wizards team right now. Like you go and play, and you'll be like, that's why people trade. That's why people advance scout. That's why people,
Well,
and it's
this
our
is exactly it.
job.
First of all, the Lakers need to trade for Valanciunas, who's in Washington.
Yes.
That's what they need to do. I think Bilal Coulibaly
They
is one
have
of the league's best
Valanciunas.
defenders.
Okay, look at that. They have Valanciunas. They have Kuzma, Jordan Poole, and is it Brogdon,
Brogdon,
right?
yeah.
Okay. Now, you can't tell me, you can't tell me that that's not a good team over there. Some of those guys have won championships, okay? So they've won the final game of the season. And you can't tell me that they can't win one game? Come on. Come on. No, I'm not buying that. Now, if you want to buy it, I'll sit here and listen to you. If you want to tell me these are bad teams and bad, okay, if that's what you want to tell me, but not me. Those are good players over there. Those are good players. That's good talent over there. Okay. Those are some good players.
So when are the Wizards getting their next win? I'll read out the fixtures and you tell me when they're going to win. Grizzlies, I'm watching, Cavs, Celtics, I'm watching, Hornets, Bucks, Thunder, Hornets. Like,
but I will say this. I will say this. That team, those are some really good players. That's some really good talent. Now, again, I got to peek behind the curtain and see what's going on. But you can't tell me that BJ, Mo, and we put together a staff. I'm not going 0 for whatever in a month.
Team. I wouldn't let that happen. But they're clearly
No, I'm just saying based on the talent that I see, I can win one game. Those are good players. Valanciunas and those guys are really good players. And not only they're really good players, they're competitive players. I've seen them compete. Once I see you compete, then I know you can do it. Now it's my job. I feel responsible to say, okay, my job is to put you in position to succeed. Brogdon at my point guard or lead guard position, I'm not losing every game with that guy. That's Mr. President. I know he understands how to carry out a game plan. That's me, though. Kyle Kuzma is going to get 20 points playing for me. Jordan Poole, I'm going to figure out how to do something with him. And then I'm going to sprinkle in all these other guys. They got some good talent over there. So whatever's going on, I don't know what's going on. I'm not pretending. I'm not saying I don't. But what I do know is I have evaluated all of those players one time or another outside of the current system that they're at, that they're in. Okay? They had a terrific draft last year, by the way.
Mm.
They got some
Bob Carrington.
Yeah. They got some really good. They have some really good players over there.
I've been telling you from before the draft.
Yeah, that kid from France, right? That French kid, right?
I said the Spurs should do anything in their power to get Bilal on their team.
So whatever is going on, I don't know. I'm not pretending to know. But what I do know, I can only tell you what I've seen in my eyes. They've done a terrific job of drafting. They've done a terrific job of putting some really, in my opinion, some really good veteran players who have value around the league. How do I know that? Because I talk to the people around the league. They have Valanciunas, Brogdon. Hey, there's people out there. Kyle Kuzma. There's people out there.
Valanciunas and Brogdon would literally solve all the Laker problems we talked about yesterday.
Hey, so
just those two. That's what I'm saying.
So now why they're not winning? Nobody's qualified to say anything if they're not in that locker room. I'm not in the locker room. However, I really like their roster. I really like their talent. And I like their young talent. Okay? So in saying all of that, you know, it's unfortunate. No one wants to lose. But you can't tell me that that's a team that can't win a game with that talent. Mo and I can get one game. Give us the month of January. We're going to get one game.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can go back to doing whatever you're doing. But
yeah. Firing up the tank. They can fire the tank back up. But should we have a look at tonight's games, B?
Yes, please.
The Magic and the Sixers.
Just going to go. Are they playing a back-to-back? Is that what they're doing? Didn't they just play the other night?
It's not a back-to-back. It's like a day in between.
But they
played in Philly, and then they're playing in Philly again. So
it who's is playing? Kind of, who's available? Who's available?
Oh, here we are. Paolo Banchero out. Gary Harris out. Trevelyan Queen, game-time decision. Adam Bona out. Andre Drummond, game-time decision. And Joel Embiid, can you take a wild guess?
It's playing.
Is out.
You said a wild guess. All right, I'm going Magic. That's pretty funny, actually.
Just to clarify, I'm not laughing at Embiid being injured. I'm just laughing at BJ's reaction. Just for you Philly fans out there, because I know you don't like me. The Lakers are in the ATL looking to bounce back from their loss to the Hawks. to the Heat. Now they're facing the Hawks.
I expect the Lakers to play better, but I'm going to go Hawks. I'm expecting the Lakers to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to go Hawks.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'm just going to go Hawks.
I'm going.
The city of Atlanta
Yeah.
or the Hawks.
It wouldn't be right to my friends in the ATL to go to anything else. You know what I'm
Okay.
saying? The Bucks travel to Boston to take on the Boston Celtics.
Who's available in that game?
Well, we talked about Chris Middleton. Game time decision. Giannis, game time decision. Al Horford, game time decision. Porzingis, game time decision. Tatum, game time decision. I'm going to take the Bucks.
I'm going to go with you on that one.
I'm going to take the Bucks. But I'm not going to be mad if the Bucks win, but I think, you know, for they need this win because this would really be the turning point of their season if they can go to Boston and get a win. Celtics are chilling. Their two bigs are probably out. Tatum might not even play. You know, we'll see. The Kings, who need to start getting some wins badly, are facing the Spurs.
Kings.
And Wembanyama is out, so I'm rocking with the Kings.
What's wrong with him? He's missed quite a few games as of late. What's going on with him?
He has a sore back.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what that means on injury report when they put like sore knee or sore back. Like, how sore is it that you can't play? Is that surely then it would be a real injury instead of just soreness? I don't know. Did you ever miss games for a sore something? The answer is
It's a new
no, because this guy played 82 games a year.
it's a new time. It's a new era. Well, it's a new time and it's a new era. You know, I don't like to compare, but hopefully he gets back on the court.
Yeah. The Pacers face the Bulls.
I'm going Bullies.
Any real reason other than the Pacers can't pick up a win on
Other
the
than that, Mo, no.
road? Is it snowing yet in Chicago? I don't know. Tyrese Halliburton might know. Who knows? Hey, it's all
We
love.
must stay on the court.
It's
We
all love.
must
It's snowing in
stay
my
on
house
the court.
too. It's okay. The Jazz and the Trailblazers.
Yeah, these Trailblazers. I'm
This
gonna go Trailblazers.
game is not moving the needle for me, but it
I'll be
could end
watching
up
this
being
game,
very
actually.
exciting.
I'll be watching this game, actually.
I know you will. I know you will. Donovan Clingan remains out. Rob Williams III also remains out. Matisse Thybulle out, and Scoot Henderson's game time decision. I'm going with the Jazz.
You're going with the Jazz. I'm rooting for the Jazz.
But you're picking the Blazers.
Well, yeah, I'm picking, but I'm rooting for the Jazz, though.
Okay. Let's see what Isaiah can do. And then the Timberwolves face the Warriors.
I'm gonna go
That's
Wolves.
interesting. The Wolves have won their last three now after having a little
I'm gonna
slip.
go for the Wolves, and I'm gonna really be looking at the matchup, Anthony Edwards and Kuminga. I think that's a good athletic matchup. Two dynamic athletes.
I
And
think
I want to see what Kuminga
I think
does on
they've
a
got Ivan
back-to-back.
McDaniels though.
Yeah, that's okay. But everyone switches. So there will be some, there'll be, you know,
Yeah.
I'll get my
You ain't
little
even got a screen to get
one-on-one.
switched. You go stand near him and they'll switch.
Yeah, exactly. You know, switch, you know, the pre-switch. I love the pre-switch.
Man, it's embarrassing. But yeah, I'm picking
Yeah.
the Wolves. I'm picking the Wolves
Yeah,
in
I'm
that.
gonna go
Warriors
Wolves.
second night of a back to back and
But
you
I'll
know.
learn a little bit about the Golden State's team, so I'll be watching tonight.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be fun. And then over the weekend we got some early games, and we'll be back on Monday to bring you the breakdown from all of those. BJ, what's your plans for the weekend?
My youngest has a birthday coming up. Our youngest, I should say, is having a birthday, and he's having some friends over. Mo, you're invited.
Oh, I'm invited.
You're invited.
I will be there.
Great food, as you know. Well, that's a
Of
staple in
course,
our
of
house.
course.
We have to have
You gonna
great
have the
food.
grill? You gonna have the grill going?
Now, he's not into the grill yet. You know, it's about his birthday.
Is it the parents coming as well, or is it just the kids?
Just the kids.
Oh yeah, so yeah, the kids they're gonna appreciate the art of the grill. Just they're gonna be on the chicken nuggets and whatever they on, but.
And just the kids. He's having a little a little gathering of his closest friends,
Oh.
So we're just doing the parent thing. Well, you don't know
Also,
about this life. You don't know
no, I
about this life.
don't.
You
I
don't know
don't
about
know
this
about
life,
this life. I know a lot of our listeners know about this life, so shout out to all of you guys.
So you know what?
But I'm staying away from
Just
that.
doing normal things. Just doing what we do, and we'll get through that. And then you and I'll be back Monday, right?
Absolutely.
We'll be back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are you doing this weekend? How can we share in
I will
your
not.
extracurricular activities?
I am tonight. My plans will remain undisclosed.
Okay.
Tomorrow, I'm meeting up with a few friends. A couple of my boys have got new jobs, so I want to congratulate
Okay.
them. So shout out to
Yes.
the homies who've started new ventures in their life. I'm really proud of you
Okay.
guys. So we're linking up tomorrow to celebrate a little bit. You know what I mean? It's important to celebrate these things that happen. And then on Sunday, the NBA games start at 6 p.m. in the UK. So I will be, maybe
Oh.
get a workout in and then start watching some games nice and early on a Sunday evening.
Look at that. I'm glad the workouts are part of your routine. I mean, you say that quite frequently now. I'm getting a
You know what it
workout
is? You
in.
know what it is? And I'm going to share this with you and our podcast audience because I don't really share this with, Instagram that they ain't ready for it yet. This year, I've lost 3 stone, which
Wow.
is, I don't know what that is in pounds or kilos, but it's
That's
enough that
great.
everyone who sees me stops me and says, "Yo, you're looking much better." So
Congrats, Mo. That's
I
good.
appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Congrats.
You
Keep it
know what I mean?
going. Keep it going.
Every day I'm locked in. I'm in that gym. I'm locked in.
Hey, keep it going. Keep it doing what you do.
I'm
Well,
trying.
all right, my
I'm
friend, I
trying.
gotta go do my daily, my
Yeah,
daily chores. I got chores.
you do that. I'm gonna go to the gym. And then I'm gonna go where I go.
All right, my
And that's
friend.
right here, but just upstairs. But I'll catch you on Monday.
I caught that ball, by
You got it, you got
the
it, you got it.
way.
I'll catch you on Monday, my brother. No doubt we'll be talking over the weekend. I hope you guys listen and have a great weekend as well. Make sure you subscribe to the show. Appreciate you all sending in your Spotify raps. If you still haven't sent it in, let me know. And until next time, get buckets.